This is THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Network. On-demand audio for the world of golf like never before.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Range Days. I'm your host, Dan Edwards. You can find me on Twitter at CanadanGolf. And with me, of course, is the incredibly talented, I believe incredibly important, James Miles, aka J-Man. J-Man, where can we find you on the social?
On Twitter, you can find me at JMan_THP.
That's great. Range Days is a little bit of a different take on how we review equipment. Now, we took upon ourselves to hit a tremendous amount of drivers last year, the original form of Range Days. This year, we took on irons. What's great is we partnered with Club Champion and spent some time at their headquarters up in Chicago, Illinois. What's wonderful about Club Champion, other than being great friends of THP, is that they have a system where you can incorporate same shafts into different heads. Why that is important, you might ask? Because we wanted consistency across the board, especially when we come into a video like today's, James. We are comparing and reviewing all three heads from the Mizuno MP20 iron lineup. Do you want to bring everyone up to speed on what tech Mizuno's brought to the table for their MP20 release?
Well, sure. So first off, obviously, when you're looking at the image, you get your MP20s, which are just the muscle backs. Mizuno's actually referred to them as their pure MBs. They're based on the TN87s. These are as throwback as we've seen Mizuno get with the MP line in a long time. Copper underscore, nickel plating over the top of it, 1025 carbon steel. They are the muscle back, and they are as clean as can be. In the middle, the more interesting move of the lineup for me personally is you're getting the return of the MMC, which is the multi-material concept iron. Gone from the MP18s is the SC. We no longer have an SC because they feel like they've refined the MMC enough to fill that void. Basically, the profile has changed a little bit more to flow either way. They can flow into the muscle backs. It can flow into the HMBs we'll talk about in a second. It has the titanium plate in the back, which allows more mass to be moved overall. There's tungsten in the toe. 1025 carbon steel, same copper underplating, same beautiful Mizuno satin overall profile. And then on the far side, you get the HMBs. The HMBs built off kind of the fly high and what the fly high did and what's going on in golf right now with the utility long iron, if you will. They are the hot metal blades, and they're kind of a beast unto themselves. What you're going to get is dual tungsten in the heel and the toe. You're also going to get their core tech, which means the variable face thickness in an iron, which is a big deal for Mizuno to put into the MP20 lineup. These are kind of the Swiss Army knife of the lineup, if you will. For reference sake, with us hitting six irons here, I'll tell you the muscle back has a 30-degree six iron, and the other two both come in at 28 degrees, close enough that all of the sets could flow however you want them to.
And that is the biggest question I had coming into this process, and especially from a look back and review consideration, James, is we have this player gear profile pretty much through and through, but everyone wants to blend nowadays. And can this, with three distinctly different designs, really functionally blend into a set outside of the fact that people just like blending irons?
The biggest thing is, yeah. And it's interesting that it's Mizuno that has been the ones to really kind of embrace this flow, if you will, because they're so, I mean, we're talking about the MP series of irons. If there is a traditional set of irons in golf that has more based on allure and everything else that goes to it than these, then point me to them, because everybody looks at the MPs as kind of the standard for the player's irons. So the fact that Mizuno is embracing the modern flow, if you will, it's a big deal, and they did it really well.
So I think it's critical to note at this time, we did use a single shaft in all three of the heads. It was a UST Mamiya Recoil 95 Proto. No variance on the shafts overall. Same profile, head to head to head. Looking down range at Mizuno's MP20 MB. I like these irons.
I think that's an understatement, isn't it?
Let's, I mean, the downrange tells two stories as far as I can tell. Three stories. Number one, I hit them pretty far for what I expect. Number two, I had a few leak out to the right, which is fine. I mean, it was what, January? I don't even remember. It's winter golf. But number three, the consistency on the shots I really liked were very tight.
Yeah, pretty much everything that you get here is a pattern that you would like to have in any iron, let alone in a set of muscle backs.
So I'll tell you what, why don't we go and take a look at one of my strikes? We'll call this one of the bad strikes.
That's not a bad strike, Dan.
Well, James, we had five shots, James, and this is
Dan, that's not bad.
Okay, let's go to the next shot. There you go, James. This is totally different than the other ones.
Oh yeah, because this one's more in the middle. That's not bad.
Let's go to the next one, James. This is on the heel. This is like 5 millimeters low and 3 millimeters.
5 millimeters. I'm not talking about 5 millimeters.
Well, James, this one's way out on the toe, and that's 7 millimeters on the toe and 4 low.
It's about as much on the toe as the first one was.
Okay. We'll look at the last one then. This is a little bit more on the toe, and I think you're getting the point, folks. That it's one of those times where I loved every second I had with these irons. They felt right. They swung properly. We tried to miss. We did not. And I think actually both the shots out to the right, James, correct me if I'm wrong, were the ones where I was trying to hit a miss with it.
Yeah, I was sitting there, but I was trying to get you to miss really badly because it was getting annoying watching you hitting it like you were. But it's an iron that works for you. It's a setup that goes to it. Now, this one does have a little bit of a story to it, though.
So before you get there, it's an MB, a muscle back. This is an iron that everyone loves to look at. Some people love to play. And a lot of people will intentionally overlook because they prefer to have some real technology built into their clubs. There's not a lot you can say. I think the most important thing here, aside from the story I hope you tell, is that it makes sense, especially from a company like Mizuno, who is incredibly well known for their grain flow forged Butimus brilliance, is that an MB is always going to be involved here. And for me, frankly, you could stop the video right now and I feel good about it.
Well, I mean, but that's the truth of it all. Muscle backs are not the most popular iron out there because everybody loves to look at them, but most of us can't play them. But with Mizuno, they always have to have an MB as far as I'm concerned. If Mizuno stopped making an MB, the end times are here. If there's any company that can get away with it and there's any company that does it really, really well, it's them. And with these, the sound's there, the look's there, the profile's there. And actually, there's a decent amount of tech in it for a muscle back. I say tech, but it's true.
Yeah. And I think one of the most telling features is a couple of my best strikes were actually out on the toe. And when you look at the way the head's designed, it supports that kind of toe end miss. It's not focusing all its weight near the heel. I think we see plenty of that in the MB realm where you'd expect all the mass to be right behind the center of the head, but I think a lot of people are really comfortable playing it on the toe, and clearly I didn't have a problem with it either.
No, I mean with a muscle back you have the majority of mass there, and like we've to mention on the data when you're looking at this, remember the size of the iron in the data is not the actual size of the iron that we're hitting. So when Dan hits a more forgiving iron with a bigger profile, it's still that same image here. It should be shrunk. I mean, your surface area for hitting is smaller, so your misses have got to be smaller, unless you're me and you just miss the club entirely with a muscle back. But for here, those minute misses play well into the design of the iron because they are towards the toe.
So I'll tell you what, James, there's not much more we can say on MB other than, hey, I'm ready to play them as soon as possible. And we are back. We are going to take a look at three shots with the MMC. We'll not really explain what exactly was the best or worst, other than the fact that you can see the contact on the face. James, for this first one, and for the pretty consistently on the MMC, and it might be just a little bit of a fitting thing, a little bit of a weight change thing. I hit everything low, but this one particularly was on the toe side.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, you're going to see Dan's biggest spin number here with this miss towards the toe, a little bit lower. This is the one that stood out the most to me because it shows that regardless of what you do, and we need to emphasize this to people, no matter what set of irons you go out and hit, face angle matters whenever you're coming into impact. Right here, face was a little bit open to target. It's caught a little bit towards the toe side. You're going to get that fade path on it, and you get a little bit of spin jump on it because of all that.
I had a little bit of extra loft in it for sure. You can see that there. What I really like about this, James, is when you start to incorporate some technologies into a head, and that is very much what MMC represents, you're allowed to play with the weight a little bit and move it towards the perimeter. Mm-hmm. So I think with me in this pattern, it's actually quite beneficial because you have those shots towards the heel, you have those shots towards the toe. I like 1.32 efficiency. I like over 130 mile an hour ball speed. That's very satisfying to look at when you think about I'm 10 meters or 10 millimeters off both toey and downy in this case. So why don't we take a little peek at the next one, which is actually the polar opposite. And this one is on the heel, but we did drop in ball speed. There's no question about that. But we maintained our efficiency. And I think most of the ball speed drop is based on the fact that this was about a mile and a half to 2 miles slower of a swing.
Yeah, I think that was the correlation there of why we saw a change in that. The bigger thing for me is you see the face angle on this one was a little bit closer to square as far as where we want it. And because of that, the spin comes down. So that 7,000 number that we saw on the other one isn't necessarily the norm. And really, it wasn't at all the norm we saw with you with the MMCs. And the averages will show that here in a little bit. But lower on the face, it didn't jump as much as I thought it was going to as far as spin numbers.
Well, I did close the loft down a little bit. We're closer to 27 as opposed to being over 28 in the last one, which will inevitably promote spin and launch. But again, on a club that is being struck at the bottom of the head, you expect spin to increase. You expect some sort of change based on what you've seen before. And when we do finally get to the full gamut of data that between all three heads, I'm sorry, you're going to see that I would say that's the biggest flaw here is me, the between a head-to-head comparison from MMC to MB, putting them together and creating a set out of them. So let's move on to the third one, James. And this was probably one of the better ones, obviously in the middle of the head. We're back up to that 130 mile an hour ball speed and 1.33 efficiency. So we are seeing, despite moving around the head, some pretty solid efficiency numbers for a head with not a ton of tech built in.
Well, and that's kind of the beauty of it all, though. We're seeing different lofted impact. We were able to show different face angles at impact. You were able to show that, yes, these are all being struck a little bit lower than what we'd probably like to see, but it does let the head do what it does. And remember with that MMC, with that titanium plate, it's allowed them to shift a good bit. I think people just assume that it's going to be exactly like what the SC would have been last year as far as forgiveness and everything. And that's kind of why Mizuno pushed this way so hard towards the MMC. There's deceiving amount of weight that's been moved in that head.
I'll tell you what, we have one more iron to talk about, James, and that is the HMB. You're excited about it. I know you know about it. Looking downrange, I would say, James, that's pretty tight of a dispersion for a product that is designed to be forgiving.
Do you like tight dispersions? Because that is exactly what we got here with the HMBs. I mean, your offline overall, it's extreme playability, which is what you would want in an iron like this.
I agree. Let's take a look at one of the three images we're going to show. It will be one of three shots that I took. This, I believe, is the last strike with HMB. I was pretty satisfied with it. But again, you're seeing, well, first thing you're seeing is someone should have fixed the lie. And I know you're freaking out about that. What I do see, James, is we're still very close to MMC, just comparing to what we've already recently seen. 128 ball speed, or yeah, ball speed, 1.33 efficiency. It's all really right in that same realm.
Well, and that, I mean, that's the method to the madness of Mizuno with the MP20s, right? I mean, you're seeing the ability to, again, to flow them throughout. And the fact that we hit six irons to compare to, with seeing the six iron of the MMC as close to the HMB is what we got. And yeah, there's a lie angle issue here, but it's telling to their commitment to making sets of irons that will work together and not just saying it. It's not lip service.
Yeah, one of the beauties, and Mizuno's pretty well known for having a flat lie as compared to some of their competitors. One of the beauties of Club Champion is how willing they are to work with you. So we might have done well to check some of the lofts and lies on our products before we hit them. Realistically, though, I would say this is one of those things. I'm already a one-up guy, so getting that one-up would probably improve my numbers a little bit more. And you'll see that as we go to our next shot. Once again, a little bit down. But James, look at the change in the spin. We're at 5,000 this time.
Big change.
Big butt here. Efficiency, 1.30. Ball speed, 126. It's still pretty close to everything else we've seen.
We're seeing the similarities of it all. So, and the interesting thing is that I want to point out is you were lie angle be what it is. Everything was grouped still pretty tight here. So compared to the MMC, you're not necessarily getting the big misses. So we don't get to see that aspect of it all. But on strikes that are on point, again, the similarity between everything and the playability that goes with it.
Let's take a look at our last shot for HMB. A little bit tighter on the face, spins a little bit more in that realm that we expect it to be in that 6,200. Probably one of our best efficiencies at a 1.35. With maximum in that with a driver on GC quad, that unicorn number is 1.46. So with an iron, this is quite good. And again, the ball speed is in that 130 range, being at 131. James, what do you see?
I see more loft coming into impact on this one that really unlocked the irons and let us see what the HMB with its mass placed where it is in the head and the hollow body design is intended to do, right? We saw launch come up. We saw spin come up a little bit. And I think that's something that needs to be pointed out with the HMBs and my experiences with them as well. They're not super low spin. We're not seeing these, not all hollow bodies out right now are low spin like we've seen in the past. They've evolved and they've evolved really well.
Well, I think that is a great segue into taking a look at the entirety of the data. James, we have MB in red, MMC in blue, and HMB in yellow here. And for those who aren't watching, for those who are choosing to listen, 130.6, 130.5, 128.5, those are not shot-to-shot numbers, James. Those are ball speed numbers as a group average between all three heads. We have launch angles and characteristics that are almost identical between the three, with only HMB peaking a little bit compared to the other two. I mean, do you see anything here that would concern you from a, can we actually put these into a player's bag? Three from this set, three from that set, three from that set to really help them perform?
Not particularly. I mean, with the MBs, we know the lofts are traditional, which I'm not a big fan of that term, you know, but they are more traditional. But the gap here compared to a lot of other companies is not as big. We're talking about 2 degrees. So the play still works. And let's be real. Most people are going to put MBs where in the bag? You're going to put them in your scoring irons. So that's not necessarily the consideration we get with your six irons that make me absolutely sick because they're so perfect in the muscle backs. But the MMC and the HMB are that big story. People are going to expect a hollow body iron to see a big spin drop. And what did we see on average? We saw 600, 500 RPMs. And for me and what we do and what I do, I like to see the averages more than the individual numbers. They tell the whole story. So when we take the cluster of all this, I mean, these are two irons that once we fix the lie on the HMB, they're plug and play. And that's exactly what Mizuno wanted them to be.
The irons, I would say HMB is going to get a little bit less spin by comparison as we move up the face instead of being at the bottom. Significant improvement for MMCs once I were to dial that one in because we were definitely low in that face. I think the final note from a can we combine these, because I think that's a big story. Can we combine these is, James, you listen to all three heads. Obviously, we're in a bay again at Club Champion headquarters. Did you see a distinct sound variance between the two that would say, you know what, this is a point where a guy's going to say, I got to pick six or seven, and I'm going to pick the iron head I'd prefer rather than the one I should probably play?
not to the point in what we've seen before in other sets. The HMBs to me are a slight bit more firm, but you're getting into chromoly, right? So we're seeing a slight material change. So you're going to end up with some bit of a sound change to it. But the things I wanted to get into, and I'm glad you brought it up, Mizuno focused on what they called harmonic impact with all these. Like, their goal was to make three different iron sets that sounded good and felt good and caught up to the Mizuno standard that we all talk about and its lore on the internet, right? the bigger story to that for me is they put a copper underlay on them and then they put their nickel finish over the top, and they did it with all three irons. They didn't just do it in one set or another set. It's throughout the lineup. And their goal was to create a set of irons that if you put them together, you're not going to get that huge difference between, say, a 5-iron that's an HMB and a 6-iron that's an MMC.
I mean, it was a great experience from my perspective. I think they measured up to what Mizuno has always been portrayed as. We make an excellent product that can be received well from anyone who attempts to try it. But not to mention they have other options. So again, I feel like this really does fall into that player profile. Obviously, you'll have guys who enjoy HMB by design because it is an incredibly fun hollow body set with exceptional sound and a little bit of a different spin perspective than we've seen from other companies, which I think helps to make them unique. And then you have sound elements like what they're doing with copper right now. As you mentioned, chromoly, some really exciting elements that make them step into the future of what we already love from Mizuno's standpoint.
No, I mean, it's classic MP irons, which is exactly what you want to see for them. And Mizuno's on a roll right now. I mean, we know what's gone on with the JPX lineups and what's probably going to continue to go on with the JPX. But the MPs are, for a lot of us, the standard bearer whenever it comes to players style irons and players irons that are built to offer the best of all worlds, really. I mean, if you want a muscle back, you can get a muscle back. If you want super forgiving, but it looks more like a player's iron, you've now got the HMB, and you can play the whole set through the pitching wedge, and they're just as effective as they are in the long irons. The HMBs aren't just a long iron club. That's the uniqueness of it. They're three unique, complete sets that also blend.
Well, I had a blast exploring Mizuno's MP20 lineup. James, based on the commentary you gave me during the swing videos, I don't think you had a problem with it other than the fact that I think you about tried to hit me with a club halfway through. I'm really interested to know what people following along have experienced with MP20 on their own time. We do have an incredible community over at THP, the forum community. We are always engaged in conversation, including discussions about of all irons, not just Mizuno, but there are some great discussions going on over there. If you are interested, please go do that. If you prefer the video content that we're providing you on YouTube, feel free to like the video that you have here and subscribe, as we are doing this with a variety of irons this year. Way too many. In fact, I think I'm finally recovered, having done that a number of months ago, James. But outside of that, let us know, have you hit them in the comments? Let us know, have you hit them? Do you like them? Are you more excited for the next iteration from Mizuno? What's your perspective on an MP20? And I know from me and James, we've already hit them. He's got some. There's no surprise here that Mizuno once again has a great offering for 2020.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.